Hey y'all, I'm back again with another one. I know it's been a long time. I have been just enjoying my teaching journey, which hasn't even started yet. I just wanted to come talk to y'all about what's to come with my podcast. I have been having some planned out episodes that I've been meaning to record and just haven't got a chance yet. I had some interviews I wanted to do, just haven't had a chance to do that either. About to start back school in the spring. So I'm just gonna come to y'all real quick to just let y'all know some of the things that is occurring with me transitioning to this teaching journey. And so I am at this school where there are different types of children everywhere in the world. And at first I wanted to go and teach undergrad students, and then I thought, man, that's not gonna work. Like, doing temporary jobs, trying to do adjunct, and not having the full support should not be anybody's first teaching experience. And depending on, because I didn't have the time to research all the schools and kind of know where there was a need, I ended up finding this school that I'm at, which I'm not going to say names right now, but I'm at this high school and it's fun, and the students are great. And it's just, just like with any place, you always gonna have an issue with one or two people, or administration, or just issues in general at any job that you start, and you the new person on the block, and everybody's kind of like trying to get a feel for you, and you trying to get a feel for other people, and then you get the spill about some folks in the building, and you trying to, you just trying to work to earn an honest living. But at the end of the day, I think all good and bad experiences are great, just because when you are in a new space for the first time, you are kind of learning how to get along with people, or just learning what your purpose is in life. And, I had to always go into every space that I pray for, just asking God to release His grace on me and the people that I gotta come in contact with. Like, give me that discern, like, help me with my discernment, help me with the things I got to do and embark on, and don't be thinking negative going into any given situation. So today I was just talking to a lot of the students, and they was just like, oh, some teachers or whatever don't try to get to know their students, and like, just like all of the like express that I got from a student just telling me that, that's important. And so me as a future educator, I want to kind of take all of this feedback in and kind of know how I'm going to make my delivery and my appearance in my classroom, and kind of like how I'm going to set the tone and how I'm going to like elaborate on how I'm going to teach my students and basically what I'm going to do. And but because I'm coming in with what I feel like is not a lot of material, I kind of got to depend on the people around me. And it's just different when you come in an environment where people look like you, and it's a comfortability that comes with that when people look like you, because they understand where you're coming from. And I've just noticed this in a lot of different spaces that I have been in. And because I'm in Central Pennsylvania, I just don't see it being any different, me going anywhere else and working the same job and dealing, with the same people, and feeling like I'm not going to feel like I'm the only person that feel out of place, or feel like I'm not wanted, or feel like, I'm here, but it's just like, but what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know nothing about you. I don't know what you about. And then, like, some people I've been talking to, like, everybody, because I started off as a substitute teacher, they try me on the, oh, she just a sub. Oh, you about to be working? Okay, so my title is about to change, or I'm about to shift. And then everybody's just still looking at me like, oh, well, this is just, she just for long term, whatever, until she gets certified in teaching. And it's kind of crazy how I have to feel like I gotta correct people, but then in the same sense, it's like, no, I don't have to feel like I correct somebody about what they might be saying. But my experience is that every little thing has got me on edge. Like, every single little thing has got me on edge. And I'm just like, no, that's not why I'm in this space. I'm not in this space to prove anything to anybody. And I know there's somebody out there that's struggling with this also, whether it's at your workplace or whether it's just you going to an institution that might not just, write off accept you for who you are. And people don't have to accept you. And that's something right now in my space where I'm learning. People don't have to accept you, but you have to be willing to stand your ground when people come up against you and when people want to put, you know, things on your name or even come at you like, oh, you know, you went to HBCU and whatever. And, you know, it's like, well, it don't matter what institution you go to. It doesn't matter what you do. You still have skills. You still have something to bring to the table. You still have something to elaborate on. You still have experiences. You still have something to go forward on. And at the end of the day, how I might feel about teaching at a high school level might be different from everybody else, because everybody that I have talked to has had a negative about me teaching high school. And I look at it as a positive. I look at the best of everything. Like, everybody will always say this about my personality. Like, I look at everything in a good way or in the best way possible. Excuse me. And the reason why is because I've had a lot of hardships. And so, like, and a lot of obstacles in my life and a lot of different giants that I had to face. And so to get to this level and still have to say, you know, and God is still saying, well, this is only the beginning. Like, you're going to still have obstacles. You're going to still have giants. It's very rewarding to see that at least that God kept his promise and nothing that I've done moving forward is void. And so, like, I wanted to say on this podcast, like, don't pay attention to the outside people. Don't even listen to some of the voices. You got to hear God's voice when he is trying to direct you and your path and what you should do and how you should do and who you should talk to and who you shouldn't talk to. Because today what I really found out was that people want to peek into your space, and sometimes everybody is not wanted. Everybody can't come into your space and be a part of who you are and what you do and how you do it. And so I've had to just do things deliberately, saying, you know, God, I surrender to you. And yeah, my podcast is a little bit different from a lot of other people's podcasts. I talk about God all the time, and if people have a problem with that, you know, hey, I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I love God, and I'm going to incorporate him in everything I do, because to even be in this space right now is a blessing, and it's a dream come true. But what I am still finding is I still have to feel like I have to work 10 times harder than everybody else. And, you know, as a black woman, that's always going to be the going thing. And I'm never going to have to keep wondering why I have to work so hard. But then I have to think that now I can't help but to think that I need to work smart, because what is the, you know, I'm still going to work hard. Yes. But I got to work smart when it comes to dealing with people who think that, you know, they can talk to you any kind of way, they can treat you any kind of way. But then in the end, I always have to keep bringing myself back to God and what God says for us to do with people like this. And basically what that looks like on a scale, like, it looks like I have to still love people no matter what they do and no matter what they say. And that for me in my space right now, with me learning everything I'm learning about loving like Jesus, is hard. Like, I just had a Bible class on it and I'm still trying to master it. And so all I'm going to end this podcast to say is you're still going to have levels in your life where you still have to master certain things, and everybody have flaws and weak areas where they still want to have to work on those areas as they go. And right now what I'm doing is looking at every degree that I have, and in every degree that I have, it doesn't matter about the degree, it matters about what came from it. Like, I graduated from Payne College, and I'm just here to say, like, shout out to Payne College and everything positive that they are about and everything that they are doing. It's a HBCU, and I'm representing. And next week I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna wear my shirt, because I might not have the time I think I have with this teaching like now, because I'm just shadowing, but I'm representing for my school, like my historical black college. Like, you know, I'm a product of Payne College. And if I had never went to that institution, I would have never embarked on some of the difficulties that I would have had faced right now. And so I'm appreciative of Payne College, of Claflin University, and of course of Penn State, of course. You know, Penn State's supposed to be this big name and whatever. Okay, I got a big name behind me, but that don't mean because I got a big name, you know, I went to a big name school, that I'm all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was all of that before I went there. They thought I was all of that, and so boom. But at the end of the day, it's not about the degree set. It's just about what you really experience on your journey. And while I was on my journey, was not, you know, it was not what I thought it could have been, but it's everything it should have been. So I just want to encourage all the students out there that's trying to go to college and applying, you know, to just put your best foot forward. And I was talking to a student today, and it just makes me feel great in my heart to be able to encourage students to you know, do what they dream to do and, you know, just go for it. And that's why I'm there. And I'm the right person for the job. I'm paying for my graduation pictures, y'all. I'm so happy to finally be getting my graduation pictures that I took for when I graduated this fall. I am excited and I can't wait to share them. You know, I just, you know, hey. What can I say? I'm happy about everything. But I hope everybody have a blessed week. I might not be able to get on this joint to do no type of episodes and stuff like that. So, if I don't get a chance to get back on here and start getting these episodes popping, and that takes a lot of organization and time, I'm just going to just be dropping little things here and there as I continue on this journey. It's going to be fun. I hope that everybody that's tuning in tonight or tomorrow or next week, that they listen to it and that they feel it, and that you guys have a blessed and wonderful weekend. I'm going to try to do another podcast next week. I ain't going to make no promises, but I'm going to be doing lesson planning and all this other stuff and getting to know my students. Y'all pray for me. Like, send them prayers up. You know, like, I know I'm going to need prayers. I can't do it by myself, but I got so much support and everybody that believe in me, and I appreciate that too. God bless you for those who know who you are. And my husband, shout out to Eric Sam Clark, music producer. And, I mean, my husband is so great, y'all. He's so dope. And I just wanted to just say that because he's supported me through every single thing I dream of doing. And so you got to have a good support system when you are in certain situations, because if you don't, it's just not going to really work. But shout out to him and everything that he's doing and aspire to do. And I'll be dropping them pictures soon. Love you guys. Thank y'all for listening. Tune in next week. Bye.